The trip of President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky to the summit of the European political community in Moldova made it possible to outline the contours of the so-called fighter jet coalition and take real steps to accelerate the training of Ukrainian pilots and technicians for fourth-generation fighters, including but not limited to F-16s. Igor Zavkwa, deputy head of the Office of the President of Ukraine, posted this on Facebook. According to him, the fighter jet coalition already consists of 8 countries, and their number may increase. The basis of the coalition's European part has been formed with the participation of 8 countries. Soon there will be more: Great Britain, the Netherlands, Poland, Denmark, Sweden, Belgium, Portugal, and France. A separate joint statement on this matter was even adopted with the President of France, the official said. He also emphasized that the agreements reached allow counting on specific decisions regarding the scope and mechanism of training pilots, technical personnel, as well as creating conditions and appropriate infrastructure for fighters already during the next Ramstein format meeting. Zavkwa added that by the time Ukraine receives modern fighter jets from its partners, it should have a sufficient number of reliable means of protection against Russian air attacks. That is why, along with the creation of the aircraft coalition, the President of Ukraine initiated the unification of countries to provide our state with modern air defense systems, in particular, Patriots. The number of partners who help us protect Ukrainian skies by providing various air defense systems will keep growing, he assured. As a reminder, the day before, Zelensky held a meeting with the prime ministers of 6 countries, during which the creation of the fighter jet coalition was discussed. Bohdan Marushiak,